doing?
And this is why we sit outside. Yeah, let's see the Gemara again. So the Gemara said, start from the top. Yosef Dimiv Kol Meleshmaitz Amo Yavai B'Chol Yishim Shetor B'Meya V'Aknan V'Amo Amo Kol Mechametz Metabel Medameya La'Achmi Min 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 La'Hakel. Sorry. V'Meya Amo Kol Mechametz Metabel Medameya La'Achmi. That's Min 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 La'Hakel La'Achmi Min B'Sheinim Min K'Tani Seifa La'Hakel La'Achmi Min B'Sheinim Min Ketzad. Reason she is special in Adoshim Yesh Min Yesh Tam Ben Yesh Lo'Halas V'Meya. The may be a chod, and then the house may be a chod also. If it's nice in time, it's always also. And then, if it's nice in time, then it's always mutter, even if, then yesh, but the house may be a chod, and then the house may be a chod. It's mutter regardless. But by min, b'she'en emina, if it's not nice in time, it's mutter. You don't need may be a chod. So the Gemara says, and then the house may be a chod, it's ele b'mai. If you don't have may be a chod, you're telling me that it's mutter, since it's not nice in time, so what's the, apparently the sheer bittul? It seems that there needs to be a sheer bittul. Can't just be matter from the fact that it's not nice and time. There must be a sheer bittul as well. So the Gemara says, "My lab is shishim. It must be the shishim." So kasha on the mandama that the zayi b'sheila, we learn out a sheer of mayim. So it's mevuyin this Gemara that even if something's not nice and time, you still need to have bittul b'shishim. That's the Hemshech Sugya. We pass in the Bishishim. So fine. So it's Mavu in this Gemara that even if something is nice, is not nice in time, how do we know that it's not nice in time? Pastors, we gave it to a Kohen. He tells us it's not nice in time. Even if something is not nice in time, it's Mavu in the Mishnah that nonetheless you need to have Bittul, you need to have Bittul Bishishim. The need in this Shishim versus Meya, but Bittul Bishishim, nonetheless you have to have. So Taisus asks, we talked about this once upon a time. Taisus asks from the Gemara inside of Zion Amid Beis. The Gemara inside of Zion Amid Beis says that Amar Rava, Amar Rava of the Taima, Amar Rava of the Kfeila, Amar Rava of the Shishim. So if there's a Kfeila, so then it's enough to have a Kfeila. If there's no Kfeila, you need to have Shishim. But if there's a Kfeila, then some Kfeila, not Kfeila. So it's Mulu in that Gemara that when you have a Kfeila, who tells you that it's not nice in time, then you don't need to have Shishim. If there's no Kfeila, then you have to come out to Shishim. The Tosha has to steer between the two. This one of a chazak got that meeting that we had once upon a time. The Tosha poses a steer between two Gemara. Gemara Tzadik Zayim and Beis says that when you have a kfeila, some chin la kfeila. You could be makel and rely on the kfeila. We don't need to have shisha. If there's no kfeila, that's when you need to have shisha. In this Gemara it says, the Mishnah says that even if it's eimei benois and tam, not the Mishnah, the Gemara, in this Gemara it says, Abai says that if it's eimei benois and tam, that means that you gave it to a kfeila. You don't even need a kfeila, you have a kfeila. Gave it to Kain, and he tells him that it's not Mason Tom. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, Abai says, you need to have Shishim. So you see, so that's the steer between the two Gemaras. So Taisus answers, just the bottom Taisus. Taisus says, I'm telling you, I had the bottle of the Shishim, I had a Tommy Kain. But if you little pachas, I had a bottle of the Tommy Kain, they nice and Tom. Taisus says, if you gave it to Kain, he tells you that it's not Mason Tom, so who needs Shishim, even if you have less than Shishim? Forget mayo. You don't even need shishim. But like Kamei Shapirish B'Kuntres Leil, not like Rashi at the beginning of the Sugya Zoya B'Sheila, that Afilu Badakne V'Loyoyev Taimi used to have to have mayo shishim from Zoya B'Sheila. That was placed at the beginning of the Sugya Zoya B'Sheila. It says, no, about if you play the kids, not nice and calm. You don't need anything further. But maybe if there's no, if the claim wasn't tayimid, then you'd have to need meyav echad. The reishon ami diktoni yesh b'mnoisin tam osur. I feel yesh b'mahalas meyav echad. I'll koch chari b'tami claim. But the kitzur is asking, what's Abai's kasha b'cham? The mishnah is very good. If you know that it's nice and tam, the client tastes it and he tells you that it's nice and tam, so then it's taka also. If the client told you but was time it, and he tells you that it's not nice and tam, that's the seifa, then it's taka. You don't need anything. You don't need mea befa. If you don't have a client around, hecha de leka kfeilo, then the shear is shishim according to one madomer, the mea according to the other madomer, and so what's the steer from the Mishnah? What's the kash? What's Abai's kash? It's a kitzer. In effect, I was asking this deal between the Gemara. Abai seems to assume that you need to have shishim even if you know it's not nice and tough. Because otherwise, what's Abai's kash? But from the Gemara, kfeilus mulur. Not the way from the Gemara, kfeilus mulur. That if the kfeilus is not nice and tough, then you don't need shishim. Shishim is only when it's like a kfeilus. The Mishnah is not talking when it's like a kfeilus. The Mishnah is talking about when it's ikah kveila. The client tells you either it is nice and tam or it's not. So ikah kveila, yeah, vabe. Ikah kveila, then it's totally in the kveila. But by leka kveila, that's the din of zoyah b'sheila. By leka kveila, that's b'stoma. Then you have to. That's the machlekes of Shmuel bar Yitzchok and Abchiya bar Abba, whether the shear is mayor or the shear is shishim. So what does Abai want? So Taisus answers: Beis leimer demi mishni yisera kadayim. The b'seif ahabel in mishni emet menais and tam mutter b'suloi. So there's a diakon of the Mishnah. You say if it's talking about where there was a kohen and ain ben nice and tam means that it's that you know that it's nice and tam. So that should have just said ain ben nice and tam mutter. And I would understand on my own that it means ben yesh b'lahalos ben ain ben lahalos. The kfeila says that it's not nice and tam. It's mutter. It's a hemshich of the reisha. The Reisha says that if the Kfeila says it's nice and time, it's also ben yesh bay, ben emblay, it's also. So if the Sefer says that if the Kfeila says that it's not nice and time, it's mutter, it's also a hemshech. It's ben bezeh, ben bezeh, ben yesh bay, ben bechot, ben bezeh, ben bechot. And the Lahochi, so therefore it says this extra lotion of ben sheyesh bay, ben sheyesh bay, lashmina, the babotsim, ben bechot, yeshil of atl, mesin, this time. It's coming to tell me that there's another shear besides the shear of Meya. There's another shear that works for Bittel Tam when I don't have a kfeil. Right? Anyway, Tosis somehow forces into the Gemara that this psayitim and the Lashon of the Mishnah is telling me that even if you don't have a kain available, you don't have a kfeil available to tell you whether or not it's nice and tam, but there's a shear of shishim that's mevatel it to bestoma, and that's the kasha and that's Abaye's kasha. What does Ramban answer? Anybody remember? Ramban also asked this to you between the sleeves. Before his mashma, that if you have a kfeila, you don't need shishim, and this gemara is mashma, you have to have shishim b'chol gavim. What is the Ramban answer?
Tera.
What? Tera. Yeah. Well, again, what
do
you say? Man mechala, with the time of the tera. Not like tera, he says when it's for anyone, it's for anyone, this and that. Ramban's mechala. Ramban says the gemara before that says that if the kfeila tells you it's not nice and tam, it's mutter, you don't need shishim. That's where the Isser itself would not need Mayach into the Kedair. The Isser fell in, it was nice and tight, and I pulled it out. I took it out again. So now I don't really know how much Isser came out. I don't know really how much it was Maflik. So since we don't know how much it was Maflik, we have to do Shaka Nega Kula. We don't know for a fact. Could be that not so much Isser came out. So there it helps if you have a Kedair. Here we're talking about my Chuma, where the Grisim when you Mayach into the Tafshul. So I know for sure that we don't have Shishim. If you know for sure that you don't have shishim, why do you need to have shishim? A kfeilu doesn't help for that. The claim telling you that it's not the nesn tam doesn't help. Chazal said that you need to have shishim b'chol gam. For the Rabban, the Rashba, the Rabban, they're all the Rabbu Bismedish, that's their mahalach. From the Lashonis of those who shine in the Simvur, that it's a kind of light plug. Chazal said, Lashon Rabban, is that the lesson of Rabban is that even if we know for sure that it's not nice and tam, even if it's kimlu the rabbanu that it's not nice and tam, chazal would convey that you have to have a uniform shir of shishim. So that's where Rabbi is coming from. It was poshut Rabbi that if the shir is shishim, then that's the shir whether the kfeila tells you, whatever the kfeila tells you, whether in fact it's nice and tam or not, chazal would matter for shir of shishim. Tanus spoke at the Chavas Daf. The Chavas Daf says pshat because since Chazal was raised in min b'mini alto min b'sheinim, that's the sheet of many rishon. That the shear of shishim is basically a shear of tam. But Chazal was raised even min b'mini, they need to have shishim. I mean, b'mini, there's no tam. So and Chazal goes, and nonetheless, you need to have shishim by min mamina. Since Chazal goes, even by min mamina, you need to have shishim. So even by min b'she'ena mamina, it becomes a sheer kavu, the Chazal or matzrich, you need to have shishim. And even if the kfeila tells it, it's not nice and tam, it's like gar for min mamina. Min mamina is anyway nice and tam. But Chazal or matzrich, shishim keneged isa. So that now is the din. You have to have shishim b'drabban, you have to have shishim keneged isa. So that's where Rabban loads up shat in this gemara. Yeah, the Rabbis with the Shita, the Joy B'Shel, is only in Asmachta. The whole din of Shishim and Meir is in Asmachta. Fundamentally, it's a din of Nesinas Tam, that Chazal and Matz Mechan and Joy B'Shel. But it's basically a din of Nesinas Tam. So why do you have it by Min Mamina? Otto Min B'Shein Amina. So Chazal gave a shir by Min B'Shein Amina, and Otto Min B'Shein Amina, they extended it to Min Mamina, that you have to have Bittel Tam, B'Shishim and Meir, to Chumri Yisera, mostly Surim. Remember the Rashba, they're around there, they're Marach, mostly Surim, the Tam is gone before you get to Shishim. But Chazal said a chumra that you have to have a shir shishim to mitzvah batal tam. But they hold that this shir, once Chazal were matzuk shishim and they were matzuk even by min b'minoy, so that becomes a din. You have to have shishim to get iser. And now we don't look at the don't bother me with the facts whether it is nice and tam, not nice and tam. You need to have shishim, and therefore that's abai. That's the effect of abai. It was poshut abai. If you need to have shishim, then it's a shir kavur. If you need to have meya, then it's a shir kavur. The Kfela says otherwise, it's Lemaile Blemaile. The Gemara Tzadik Zayin is still in a special case where I don't really know how much time came out. Because the Isser, I took the Isser out but just to plate this time. I don't really know how much there was. So then then we could rely on the Kfela, he tells him that it's not nice in time. But when I know the Isser was Nimayach Kuloi, the Pulim were Nimayach Kulam Besaycha Grisim. So then that's a fact. I don't have Shishim. If I don't have Shishim, Chazal or Matzuk Shishim. That's the way Rambam deals with the steer in the cities. So we have two ways to understand this Gemara. Two ways to understand this Gemara. Why did Rabbi think you need to have shishim, even though l'chayr the kfeil is telling me that there's no shishim? We have the approach of Tosus that in the Chananic, if the kfeil tells me there's no shishim, you don't need to have shishim. The Gemara, Rabbi held it, there's a yitul losin in the Mishnah that's mashmal that there's a sheer bitl over here, even if there's no kfeil telling me that it's not missing time. Even stoma, even without a kfeil, without a kayin, stoma, it's bottle of shishim, and it's a yitul losin from the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is implying that you can rely on shishim even without a kvelim. And then we have the Shittas HaRamban, the answer of the Ramban, that whole bismedrash of the Ramban, that once Chazal or Matzuch Hashir Shishim or Meyo, according to Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, it's Meyo, once Chazal or Matzuch, with an Asmachta from Zoya B'Shelo, once they were Matzuch Hashir of Shishim or Meyo, then that's the Shir, and it applies even to Min B'Minoi, and it applies likewise to Min B'She'ena, maybe even if there's a Kvela telling me otherwise, you need to have either Shishim or Meya, and that's a Bais Kasha. If the Shir is Meya, then Le Plug, you have to have Meya, no matter how it tastes. So, and from the fact that the Mishnah says that it's Mutter, it must be that the Shir is Shishim. What about the Rambam? What's the Rambam Shita in these in the article? We saw already. The Rambam Shita is. Let's put on my book. Taisa's Shita is. Shita's a Taisa's. But then if it's Ikuk Fela, then do you need to have. Then what to do? And he says it's not missing time. So it's Samchim Nak Fela. Only if it's Lekha Kvelo, and our Mishnah is talking about Lekha Kvelo, at least the Seif, but there's a Yidda Loshen that is talking about Lekha Kvelo, then the Shir is 60 or 100, depending on which version of Bakhapar and Shumalevi we accept. That's places. Shittas Ramban, and he's always Medrash, is that even if it's Ikuk Kvelo, you still need. You also need either Rabbanon 60 or 100. Elim came Silik Asist, unless you took the Isser out. So that's a special case. You took the Isser out, then you don't really know how much time it exuded. So then you could rely on the Kvela. But if you know that it's there and you don't have Shishim Kenegdo or Mea Kenegdo, then you know then it's awesome. What's the Shittas Rambam? Eric does well. We got this. Yeah.
The Shishim under the Shir and Tam?
Right. First of all, the Rambam holds, what's the din if you have a kfeila? If it's ikka kfeila and the kfeila says that it's not nice and pound, what's the din according to Rambam? No. You gave it to a kfeila. Right, first of all, you have something in that kfeila. The Rambam says, then it's mutter. If it's lack of kfeila, then what's the din? Shishu. But it's a wrinkle. Yeah, depends. Ram says shishim, but if it's chumah, it's 100, and if it's arlo kilei kerem, then it's nasayim. So this we talked to in the Rambam. Tefila Rabbat, Tefila, all the other Rishonim, the shear of shishim is a shear of tam. Maybe Chazal made a little plug out of it, and they said now it applies across the board because we were mechalik, but it's fundamentally based on tam. So if it's fundamentally based on time, there's no mokum to mechalat from chuma and orla and kilei kerem and shari sum. What's the difference? If it's nice in time, it's nice in time. From the fact that the Rambam says that if there's no kfeila, you have this tricurate shear, 60, 100, 200. So it's not that this shear of shishim is not a shear of time at all. And we saw in the Lashon Rambam that way. It's a shear of bitul ba'itzim yutay. And then there was but the Rambam learns that when there's a kfeila, so then the path of bitul is that it's not nice in time. But when it's lekel and mekem a time, and when there's no kfeilos, now I can't determine it on the basis of time, then there's a different pathway for bittul altogether. It's not bittul of time, it's bittul v'itzim yutai, and bittul v'itzim yutai depends on the chaymer iser, whether it's 60, whether it's 100, whether it's 200. That's the shittas Ram. So how's the Ram going to read Agamah? Abai says that in the Sefer the Mishnah says that if it's not nes and tam, if it's not nice and tam, it's mutter. Ben sheish bei b'meil, ben eng bei b'meil. Abai says that you need shish. What's the case? If there's a kfeila, you need a kayin. So what should be the din if the kayin says that it's not nice and tam? Mutter, you don't need shish. The Rav holds like Tosfos, that if you have a kfeila who tells you that it's not nice and tam, you're good. So what do you get? So what? So the chayru, the label will say what Taisa said, that the Mishnah is not talking about when there's a kohen. The Mishnah is talking about maybe because of the Yitul Loshen. The Mishnah is talking about that there's no kohen around. Well, if there's no kohen around, then what's the shear by truma?
100.
Do you know how the shear shishim? Shishim is by chulin, by sharisur, by truma. You need to have 100. So what's a vice kasha? My love, Shishim, what are you talking about? What's a vice saying that's not what's a vice kasha? Vice kasha is good, but what's a vice saying that it's b'shishim? Why would it be b'shishim? Shishim is only a shir for shari surim. Truma vada needs 100. The oitzim yutav truma is 100. So it's not. But a vice makes it sound like it's only a kasha. I know Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, but the point is, if you don't like Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, if you hold this Rav B'Shele 60, then you're okay. Because we'll say, there's no kfeil over here. If there's no kfeil, the shir of Rav B'Shele is 60. But the Ram Shita is that if there's no kfeila, the shear is taka 60. The Ram paskins that the shear is shishim, but by shari surim, not by truma. This mission is truma. Truma would be 100 anyway. So the kasha of Abai should be a kasha on him too. What's it? It's a kasha not only the madomer that it's b'mei. It's a kasha the madomer that it's b'shishim just as much. Because the whole shear of shishim is only by shari surim, but truma about the shear, the bittul b'itim yuti of truma about it's b'mei. It's a challenge for the Rambam. Then the challenge is double. First of all, the challenge for the Rambam is that it's mashma nisgemar. Let's say we won't tell like Taisus that it's a yitter loshen, and it doesn't really do us too much good. Taisus is a daichik, even for Taisus, but Taisus at least got a teretz out of it. But the Rambam's not going to get a teretz out of it anyway. So we're going to avoid Taisus. Let's assume the pashtus in the Gemara that it's not nice in time means that it's not nice in time. If the kohen tastes it, he says, I don't taste anything, it's not nice in time. So the Rambam says that something in a kfeila. Abai says, no, you still need to have shishim. That's one problem. That Abai is against the Abai's hanocha is against the Rambam. The Rambam says something in a kfeila, like the Gemara Tzadik Zayin. And here Abai comes along and says that no, you can't rely on the kfeila. You need to have shishim nonetheless. So that by itself is maybe not so terrible, not the end of the world. Because we could say that, yeah, maybe Chalal, Machalikas Abai no. Abai thought that even if you have a Kfeila who tells him it's not nice in time, you need Shishim anyway. And Rava, but the Rambam passing like Rava, Abai no, but the Machalikas Abai no, because like Rava. Rava, and that's Tzadik Zayin Amidvei, says that you only need Shishim when it's like a Kfeila, hey, Chadik, a Kfeila, then something in that Kfeila. So Abai apparently didn't have that Hanocha, but the Rambam passed like Rava in favor of, the Rambam passing against Abai in favor of Rava. That's a terrible, we can say it's a Machlekes Abai and Rava. And we also have Havana already in there, in Abai. Because we really have Havana, because in the Rambam we grappled. Since the Rambam learns the Bittul of Shishim is a Bittul of nothing to do with Tam, it's based on Oitzim Yutai. It's a new concept of Bittul of Oitzim Yutai. So what does it help that I have a Kfeil who tells me that it doesn't taste anything? So fine, it's not nice and tough, but why don't you still need Bittul Vaitzim Yutai? If there's a concept of Bittul Vaitzim Yutai, you should need even if there is a Kfeil. So in the Rambam we have to say, it's a very big Chiddush, that there's two paths to Bittul. If there's a Kfeil and it's equal to making a timer, then it's enough that it's not nice and tough, and I don't care if you have 69, you don't need Bittul Vaitzim Yutai. It's enough that it's not nice and tough. It's only when there's Nlekel and Mekam HaTaimah, where there's no Kfeila, and it's indeterminate whether or not it has a Tam, then we have this new concept of Bittul Vaitzim Yutai. Yeah, that's what the Rambam holds, and then that's what Rava seems to say according to the Rambam. But it could be Abai didn't think that way. Abai thought that if already you need Bittul Vaitzim Yutai, then you need it, whether it's nice and tam or not. If it's nice and tam, that makes it worse. Abai, you have to get rid of the tam. But it's not enough to get rid of the tam, you also need Bittul Vaitzim Yutai. So we could understand where Abai is coming from, but the Rambam passed him not like Abai, because he passed him like Rava, and Rava tells me this Chiddush, that if it's not nice and tam, it's good enough. So that's the more easy to answer problem. We could even be meisiv. Maybe Abai's not even coming from a vacuum. The Lashon of Shulman Levi is matching the way. The Lashon of Shulman Levi was Kol Yisurim Shevetara V'Shishim. Shulman Levi didn't say Kol Yisurim Shevetara V'Shishim only if it's Lekka Kfeil. Tais is going to have to learn. That's Tais at the beginning of the Sukkot of Zoraya B'Shela. When Shulman Levi said Kol Yisurim Shevetara V'Shishim, he means when it's Lekka Kfeil. But if there's a Kfeil or something, not Kfeil. Maybe the Rambam understood that that's not the Rabbi Shulman Levi. Abai is explaining Rabbi Shulman Levi. They held no. Kol Yisurim Shevetara are b'shishim. You always need to have shishim. But we don't pass them that way. We pass them like Rabbi. So that's not so terrible. In Rashi, for sure, it's that way. We saw Rashi. We built up the whole Mahalach. Rashi's a different world. But we built up the whole Mahalach of Rashi. Reb Shulman Levi is a different planet than Rava, and Reb Shulman Levi tackles only the Shishim because he's an etzim in Shishim, so it doesn't help if it's nice and tan. But Rava says the Rava held the whole Rava's Rava held that the Shishim is only for that the Shishim is only for time. It's a different kind of Shishim. I don't want to confuse the matter with Rashi, because Rashi not there. Rashi's maybe it's worth maybe I'll speak out for a second. Rashi is a different world than the Rambam. Rashi holds that, yes, Rashi is to this extent similar to the Rambam, that Rashi learns from Rabbi Shulman Levi also, that the Shishim Rabbi Shulman Levi is nothing to the Tam, it's a new din of Bittul Vaitzim Yutai. It's a new din of Echirabim Lahapis. It's a din Bittul. That's similar to the Rambam. But the difference is that Rashi holds that Rava's Chaylik in that. And Rava's Shishim is a Shishim of Nesinas Tam. That's why when Rashi explains Rava, Omer Rabbona B'Shishim, he doesn't even talk about Rishum Levi Mishum Bakapar. He sends you to Gemara Avodah Zorah. Very fast, the Maseches Avodah Zorah talks about Shishim. So Rashi learns that Rava Shishim Taka, because Rashi thought that if you go with Rishum Levi and you need Shishim, I'll Bittul Baitzim Yutai, then who cares what the Kfeila says? But you still need Bittul Baitzim Yutai. So it must be Saka Machaikas, Rava's one Mahalach, Rishum Levi is a different Mahalach. That's how we explain, based on the Argodal, how we explain Rashi. The Rambam is not the way. The Rambam shares with Rashi the idea that Shishim is nothing to do with Tam. Shishim is Boitzim Yutai. But the Rambam holds that and still holds like Rava. Because he holds like there's two different, so that's when the Rambam we have to say there's like two different pathways. When you have a Kfeila, you go with the pathway of Nesinas Tam, Bittul Tam. When you don't have a Kfeila, then you go with the pathway of Bittul Boitzim Yutai, which is very Mechudish. But in the Rambam we have to say that way. So the Rambam holds from Zoraya B'Shelo and holds from, but he holds from Rava also. He's not a steer. It depends on the cases. When you have a Kfeila, then you go with Bittul Tam. When you don't have a Kfeila, then you have Bittul Baitzim Yutai, and that's when that from Zoraya B'Shelo. And the Rambam, by the way, brings the limit from Zoraya B'Shelo. We know it's an Asmachta, but he says that the Asmachta is based on Zoraya B'Shelo. So Rashi and Rambam are different worlds. But we already have this, but this much we can take from Rashi, that not all the Maran have to agree over here. So in the Rambam, we could say it's Machta that in this Prat, It's not such a big machlekes that this is according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Rava and Rav Shmuel Levi are arguing about the whole nature of Shishim. That we don't have in the Rambam. But this minor detail, we can say that it's a machlekes. Rava says that if you have a kfeilah, samchin and a kfeilah, and then you don't need bittul baitzim yutay. You only need bittul baitzim yutay when there's no kfeilah, then you need to take the different path of bittul baitzim yutay. And Abai could be, maybe based on the language of Rav Shmuel Levi, could disagree. And Abai could say, no, if you don't have, even if you have a kfeilah, and even if he tells me that it's not nice and tam, you don't get out of the need for bittul baitzim yutay. And bittul baitzim yutay should be mea according to Shmuel Bar Abba. And since the Mishnah said you don't need mea, it must be that bittul baitzim yutay is shishim. So that's not, that part is good. What Shver is nonetheless, according to the Rambam, is that even if Abaya holds that despite the kfeila telling him he doesn't taste anything, we still need to have bittul baitzim yutay. But how much is, how, what is the shear of bittul baitzim yutay betchumim? According to Rameo. So how can Abaya say that it's shishim? But that's still Shver in the Rambam. Fine, Abaye's not lalochli, pasim like Rava. But you see from the Rambam, this nekuda, that bittul ba'itzim yutay, that even by min b'she'enim inoy, bittul ba'itzim yutay by chum is mea, not shishim. That mea is only by min b'minoy, but the Rambam shita is that even by min b'she'enim inoy, when you need bittul ba'itzim yutay, the shear is not shishim, the shear is shishim mea messiah. So that's Shver from Abaye. I can restate the kasha. I can put the kasha in different ways also. What's the push-up shot? What's the push-up shot thing where Abaye says that my lab is shishim? What does Abaye think? Abaye thinks the shear of bittul is shishim. By min b'sheni minoi, b'shir bittul for trumas shishim. What happened to dimua? Why isn't it meyer? What happened in the dimua? Dimua is b'meyer. That's the rest of the Mishnah. Dimua is b'meyer. Where did the dimua disappear to? Abai wants to learn pshat in the Mishnah. We pass like Abai Bems. We pass in that the zori v'sheila shishim, not meyer. So we pass like Abai, not like a Shmuel Berim. So this is us. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The rashi says you need meyas dimua. So how come the sefiro you only need shishim? So most Yishonim learn, I used to say this to Fesh, that what's the pshat? Why in the Reisha do you need 100 and in the Sefer only need Shishim? So what did Taisa say? It's the previous Taisa. What? It's simple. I before we said something, we're talking complicated things. This is simple things. Yeah? That the Din of Bimu is only by Din of Bimu. The Pasuk of Bimu is only by Din of Bimu. The whole din of Meir that the Torah said that there's a din of Timur was only said by Minoy and not by Mishaini Minoy. And that's the post, that's the point Abaye, that's the shot in the Mishnah. That in the ratio, when it's Minoy, there's a din of Timur, so then you have to have Meir, Meir Echad, the Mishnah calls. And in the Sefer, where it's Mishaini Minoy, so then there's no din of Timur, so you don't have to have Meir Echad. But we do have the Zroya B'Sheila Dikidin, we still have the Kala Torah Kula Dikidin of Zroya B'Sheila. So what is that? Says Abaye, that's b'shishim, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. The race you need 100 because there's din of dimur, and the safe you only need shishim because there's a din because Yoyev B'Sheil is only shishim. And Abaye's kasha is in Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok. Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok holds even Yoyev B'Sheil is mimeya. So then what's the difference between the race and the safe? How come in the race you need 100 and the safe you only and then safe you should also need 100 because what do I care? There's no din dimur, but typically Mishum's Yoyev B'Sheil. Then the Gemara's answer is going to be that as dimur you need 101 and as Yoyev B'Sheil you only need 100, which we'll talk about. But that's good. So that's how most Rishonim learn this Gemara. That's how Tosfos learns this Gemara. That's how most Rishonim learn the Gemara. That's the Pshat and Abaye. The Chiluk Nireish and the Sefer. Min b'mino yitimua. That's 100. Min b'sheini min Yisrael b'sheil. That's only 60. It's Kashan of Shmuel Barabitz Barabitzo because he thinks that Yisrael b'sheil is also 100. That's the Nidun of the Gemara. But in the Rambam, you see that the Rambam Shita is that the Din of Dimua is even by min b'sheini minoy. Because the Rambam says that even by min b'sheini minoy, if there's no kfeilo, the shir not shishim. He's 100, and if it's all in Kilei Karen, she is 200. So the Rambam holds that the Shiyum of Dimua, the din of 100, which is Dimua, was not only limited to Min B'Minoi, it's by Min B'She'en Aminoi too. How does Rambam learn this Mishnah? How come in the Reisha, how does he learn Abaye's explaining the Mishnah? In the Reisha, the Shiyum is 100, and the same for the Shiyum is Shishim. Right, so before we were busy with the other problem, you know, if there's a Kfeilah, why do you have need any Shiyum at all? Rely on the Kfeilah. The Rambam says you can rely on the Kfein Lo. Okay, fine, that we dealt with. Could be Machlokes Abaye and Yom. Forget that problem. But it says in Abaye, so fine, Abaye holds it even if there's no Kfein Lo, you still have to worry about the, you still have it, you still, it doesn't help that you have a Kfein Lo. Even if there is a Kfein Lo and he tells you not next in town, you still need the Shira Bittl. The Bittl Boitzim Yotay. But what's the Shira Bittl Boitzim Yotay by Truma, even by Min Mishayin and Min Emeo? So why does Abaye think Shishim? Abaye doesn't know there's a Din of Timur.
And we can't just say that Timur only applies in Mimina?
I mean, Abaye holds dimuah by min b'mineh, but the Rambam passing is dimuah by min b'sheinim. How do the Rambam know that we don't? If Abaye thinks dimuah is only by min b'mineh, then how do the Rambam know that anybody argues?
Rambam says
that Rambam never said. Rambam didn't talk about dimuah.
The Rambam says that dimuah is by min b'sheinim.
Yeah, I mean, this Rambam. Rambam says if there's no kfeilo, then the shir is b'meyah v'shishim, and if it's truma it's meyah, and if it's all the there, it's b'masai. So the Rambam certainly holds that dimuah is even by min b'sheinim. He didn't get that from Rambam. Rambam never talked about that. So if just the Rambam holds that that's the din, but if Abaye says otherwise, then who told the Rambam that that's the din?
You say like Rashi when it's lab b'ene
then
it's b'shishim.
That what? When
it's lab
b'ene,
and then the
shiur
for shum is
b'shishim,
not b'ene.
Like that's not the Rashi. That's the Rambam.
And Dibur, Rashi said by Dibur.
Oh, that Rashi. Maybe the Rambam holds that if it's not the end, there's no din of dimur. The Rambam's not mechalek. The Rambam, when the Rambam says that if there's lekut feilu, the shir is b'shish and the meyu b'masayim, he's not mechalek whether it's ben or it's not ben. So this is a problem for the Rambam. We're going to come back to this problem maybe at the end of the sugya. It's a problem. I mean, how do you even begin to approach such a problem? Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. What would be nice if we could find the Tefillah Ram and some kind of Chazor in the Sugya itself, that maybe that's where the Ram is coming from, but we'll have to see. That's easy to find. Yeah, meanwhile, it's a Sharab. Meanwhile, we'll leave it as a problem. The Ram. Abaye seems to learn there's no din dimur. That's the posh pshat in the word. But Abaye says, "Ma'ala b'shishim, there's no din dimur by min b'shein emini." But the Rambam says there is a din dimur by min b'shein emini. So what's the pshat in the word? Ma'ala b'shishim. Okay, let's see. Like anymore. So the Gemara says. So anyway, this is Abaye's pshat. The Mishnah says that in the Reishin in Meir Bechot, the Seifi only Meir Bechot. It's only Meir Bechot, so what's the Shir? Shishin. It's a right, it's Reish B'Shel, it's only Mechayev Shishin, not Meir. And the answer is Loi B'Meir. In the Seifi, you also need Meir. What do you mean you need Meir? Tell me the Reish B'Meir Bechot, have a Seifi B'Shishin. There's no difference in the Reish and the Seifi. The Reish says you need Meir Bechot, the Seifi says you don't need Meir Bechot. How can you tell me in the Seifi you need Meir? That's the difference in the ratio and the safe. The Ketoni ratio, the Hachmim in the Mina Kates, it's social chitim, it's not for Lisa's chitim. The Yesh Bekir Chamas, Ben Shiesh Bekir Lahaz Mei Vecha, Ben Ein Bekir Lahaz Mei Vecha, also. Ein Bahaz Mei Vecha, Ben Yesh Bekir Lahaz Mei Vecha, Ben Ein also. So ratio is safer than Meir. So if you're telling me that the safe, you also need a Meir, then what's the difference between the ratio and the safer? The Meir says, no, ratio, the Meir, the Chad, the safer than Meir. Machaik's asking place to have learned this shock of the type. Rashi learns that Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns that Abaye's, that Rabdimi's teretz, loy b'meyah, the first line and the first two words on the Amud, that's Rabdimi. When Rabdimi said loy b'meyah, he was saying that the shear of Zroya b'sheila is not, the shear of Zroya b'sheila is 100 to 1. It's 100 to 1. So when the Sefer says, and 100 to 1 is bittul. 100 to 1 is mevatel. Either the Mishnah says you don't need meyav echad. The Sefer in the Mishnah says that you don't need meyav echad. It doesn't matter if you have meyav echad. Now you're telling me that you need meyav. Terence says meyav echad means 101 to 1. You don't need 101 to 1, but you need 100 to 1. But the Shir is really B'Sheila, it's not 100 to 1. When the Mishnah says you don't need Me'ev Echod, it means you don't need 101 to 1. But you need 100 to 1. Fact the Gemara, but the ratio that says that you do need Me'ev Echod, there, some of the Gemara assumes that when the ratio says that you need Me'ev Echod, it doesn't mean you need 101 to 1. It means you need 100 to 1. And that, in which case, there's no difference between the ratio and the Sefer. The ratio says you need 100 to 1 by Min B'Minoi. The Sefer says you don't need 101 to 1 by Min B'Shein Amina. So what's the difference? Minoi Amina, B'Shein Amina, Amina. Right, let me just put this up also, because it's, why don't I have the ratio? Let's move. According to Rashi, what Rav Dimi is saying is, how should we write this? That by in the Sefer, the Sefer is Min B'Shein Amina, the Sefer is saying that you don't need 101 to 1. You don't need 101 to 1. Now, what's the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, the ratio says, we need a way of writing this. The Mishnah says, in the ratio, you need Me'ev Echad. How should we write that? That you need Me'ev Echad. We need some symbolism for the writer. You need Me'ev Echad. The Sefer says that in the Sefer, which is Min B'Shein Minoi, then you don't need Me'ev Echad. You don't need Me'ev Echad. You don't need Me'ev Echad. That's what it says in the Mishnah. In the Reisha, you need Me'ev Echad. In the Sefer, you don't need Me'ev Echad. Right. The Reisha says that even if it's not Mechamas, you still need Me'ev Echad. And the Sefer says that if it's not by Mishnah Amina, that if it's not Nisim Tam, that I don't care whether you have Me'ev Echad or not. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. In the Reish, you need Me'ev Echad, and the Sefer, you don't need Me'ev Echad. So Dini says that when the Sefer says you don't need Me'ev Echad, it means you don't need 101 to 1. But you do need 100 to 1. Well, what about the Reish? The Reish says that you need Me'ev Echad. So the heart of Shad is that the Reish is saying you need. If the Sefer is saying you don't need 101 to 1, if Me'ev Echad means 101 to 1, and the Sefer says you don't need Me'ev Echad, so that when the Reisha says that you do need Me'ev Echad, what does that sound like? You need 101 to 1, so there's no spirit. Very good. The Reisha says you need 101 to 1, and the Sefer, it's Min B'Shein Minoi, you don't need 101 to 1. Shalom Aleichem. That's the Gemara's going to answer at the end. But somehow the Gemara didn't think that way. The Gemara thought that when the Reisha says that you need Me'ev Echad, it means that you need 100 to 1. So, back to Gemara, then the ratio and the Sefer the same thing. The ratio says you need 100 to 1. The Sefer says you don't need 101 to 1. So, what's the difference between the medium and the shame? The same thing. You need 100 to 1. You don't need 101 to 1. The Gemara answer is no, that's not the child ratio. The Gemara, that's the question. The Gemara's answer is no. The ratio means that you need 101 to 1. And then it's very good. The ratio, you need 101 to 1. The Sefer, you don't need 101 to 1. Fred Tosis, what is the Hamina? If Me'ev Echad and the Sefer means 101 to 1, then why does anyone think that Me'ev Echad and the Reisha means 100 to 1? L'chaim, Me'ev Echad should mean the same thing in the Reisha and the Sefer, so what's trapping them up? The answer is, Tosis Ramaramis this, the answer is that Rashi learns that the Gemara thinks that it's not possible in the Reisha that you need 100 to 1. That the Reisha is saying that you need that the ratio, the Gemara thought in the Kasha that you can't learn that the ratio requires 101 to 1, because then the Mishnah would be saying that even if you have 101 to 1, but if it's mechametz, it's still also, because that's the Mishnah. If it's mechametz, then the Me'ev Echad doesn't help. And the Gemara thinks that it's not physically possible for somebody to be mechametz if it's 101 to 1, like you see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, where the Gemara, after the Teretz, turns around and says, 101 to 1, how can anything be mechametz at 101 to 1? And Rashi learns, places points this out, that Rashi learns that it's one Hemshech. That the Gemara's Kasha is coming off of, because the Gemara thought originally that in the ratio it's 100 to 1. Well, 100 to 1, something might be mechametz. But now that the Gemara answers that it's 101 to 1, back to Gemara, 101 to 1, how can something be mechametz at 101 to 1? Which Kishul Atzmei is a very difficult thing. The Gemara was happy that something could be mechametz at 100 to 1, but 101 to 1 is really the straw that broke the camel's back. That's altogether the Psetobah Kosha. Yeah. I don't know, that's a problem. If you're actually traveling more, that's the good thing. But that's But that's the pshat in the Rashi. Rashi is the very devil. And these are things it says in Rashi. So now that's the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. The Gemara assumed for the Lepashit that in the Rashi it can't possibly be that we require 101 to 1. Because that would mean that there's such a mitzias of chimus at 101 to 1, the Gemara doesn't think there's such a mitzias. So in the Rashi it must mean that what you need, Me'erecha, means 101 to 1. But the Sefer of Dini says, when it says you don't need Me'erecha, it means you don't need 101 to 1. In fact, the Gemara says, the Rashi the same. The Gemara answers, La'olam, the ratio, May of Echad means the same thing that means in the Sefer. May of Echad means 101 to 1. And the ratio is saying you need 101 to 1. The Sefer is saying that in Mimchenim, you don't need 101 to 1. But then you have to say there's a Messias of Chimus at 101 to 1. In fact, the Gemara, how could that be? The Gemara says, yes, shiny sword, the Pimutsi Gosh. That's the Gemara according to Rashi. Tosis doesn't like this chat. Because Tosis doesn't think it's possible that May of Echad could change meanings between the ratio and the Sefer. But Tais learns different shot. Tais learns that Rav Dini is saying, by the way, before we leave Rashi, so bottom line according to Rashi, what's the halacha of Dimua? How much do you need? 101 to 1. Min you need 101 to 1. Min b'she'ene minoi, it's enough to have 100 to 1. It's enough to have 100 to 1 because the Shir Zrei B'Sheila is 100 to 1. But the Shir Zrei B'Sheila is 100 to 1. But by Dimua, you need 101 to 1. In the ratio where it's Dimua, you need 101 to 1.
In the case of the Sifri that we learned this in from...
Yeah, that's only a problem. We'll come back to that. Taisus learns different. Taisus learns that what Rav Dini was saying about a Dimua is 100 to 1. Dimua is 100 to 1. What Rav Dini was saying was that the Sefer that says you don't need Me'er Echad means you don't need 100 to 1. You need 99 to 1. And the Shir Zerei V'Sheila is 99 to 1. So then the Mishnah is actually pretty good. The Rashi says that you need 100 to 1 because of Dimua. The Rashi says you don't need 100 to 1 by Min B'Sheina Minay because there's no Dimua by Min B'Sheina Minay, but you need 99 to 1 because of Zerei V'Sheila. So actually, that's great. So what's the worst problem? Taisus has learned, but the Gemara didn't understand the text. The Gemara thought that Rav Dini is saying that you don't need 101 to 1, you need 100 to 1. In fact, the Gemara, but then that's the same as the ratio, because the Dini Dimua is 100 to 1. That was axiomatic by the Gemara, that the Dini Dimua is 100 to 1, because the Pasuk, like you pointed out, the Pasuk of Dimua, it's Chalvei Mimeno. The Pasuk from which we learn that Dimua is talking about a Dini, says that if the Trumas Meiser fell back in and asks, that's 99 to 1. But if it would be a little bit more, 100 to 1, then it'll be Mutter. So the Pasuk of Dimua says 100 to 1. The Gemara knows the ratio is 100 to 1. The Gemara thought that Rav Dini is saying that in the Sefer you don't need 101 to 1, but you need 100 to 1. So Ma'ikim and Rashi is Sefer. Our answer is no, you misunderstand what Rav Dini says. I was saying the Zrei B'Sheila is 99 to 1. So the Sefer says you don't need 100 to 1, but you need 99 to 1. But in the ratio, when it's Dimua, then you need 100 to 1. And then the thing about Chimutz Kosher Taisa is not related to this at all. That's a Chimutz Milsa with the Afi Nafsha, and it's not a Hemshech of this Gemara at all. Yeah, so for Rashi, there's a problem, which is, which you also pointed out before, comes out according to Rashi, what's the Shir Dimua? 101 to 1. Sorry, the Shail is 100 to 1. But the Shir Dimua is 101 to 1. Ask the Mashal. The Pasuk of Nimu is 100 to 1. Rashi himself brought the drasha. The drasha of Nimu is a drasha that says you need 100 to 1. The Trumas Meister, which is 1 out of 1 to 99, fell back in, it asks, but if it's more than 1 to 99, i.e., if it's 100 to 1, then it's mutter. So the din of Nimu is about 100 to 1. And I think Mashal has mentioned, I think it's Mishnayas that Nimu is 100 to 1. So how's Rav Dini over here saying, according to Rashi, it's coming out that you need to have 101 to 1 for Dimur in the ratio? So Mashal says that according to Rashi, you have to say that even though Dimur is 100 to 1, that's only Yavish B'Yavish, when it's not nice and time. But if here we cooked it and it's nice and time, then it becomes 101 to 1. But here it's a case. Right, no, it's the Torah is talking about an apple fell into apples. It's yavish b'yavish. Nothing was cooked. Nothing was nice. And, I mean, it's been the mino, but nothing was. But there was no mixing of. Just the apple fell into the apples. So that's 100 to 1. The dimu is 100 to 1 is mutter. Over here, in the ratio, the chita of the sa'or was nice and tam in the because it's machmitz. Chimus is a kind of nesinus tam. The sa'or was machmitz the isa. It was nice and tam in the isa. Even if it's aimed at kedei lechamis, but there's a so it's not enough to be felt. But there is a there's an interaction. It's a lach galach. It's a kind of interaction. The sa'or and the isa are mingling taste. There's a taste interaction. So that's not yovish for yovish, and then you go up and you don't have the one to one. He's medamet to the Rambam, who says that by a barrier it's not enough 60 to 1, you need 61 to 1. That was the Rambam. Now that's Rambam that faith, so you need shishim be'ech. So when it's nice and time to boot, you know, the dimu is 100 to 1. But when it's nice and time also, not mishenemin doesn't have a dim dimu at all. According to Rashi and Tosis, but at least not if it's well, anyway, in the Sefer there's no din dimuah. According to Tosis, because it's mimishen yamina, according to Rashi, because it's not be'en, so there's no din of dimuah. But in the Reisha, it's chitin v'chitin, that's considered to be be'en, so you have a din dimuah. So if you have a din dimuah, why is it 101 to 1? He says, mashal. 100 to 1 is by apples and apples, but by seor and eiso, where it's nice and tam, so then it goes up a it goes up a notch, and it's not enough to have 100 to 1 for dimur. You have to have 100. Not enough to have 100 to 1 for dimur. You have to have 101 to 1. So the passage sounds very arbitrary. But maybe a havana in this mashal. Mehekim another kash. Mehekim another kash. According to Rashi's Mahalach and the Gemara, what's the shear of Zroya B'Sheila according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok? How much happened? The shear of Kol Yisur B'Shiva Torah that we learn after Zroya B'Sheila, what's the shear? 100 to 1. According to Tosis, 99 to 1. But according to Rashi's Mahalach and the Gemara, the shear of Zroya B'Sheila, the Kol Yisur B'Shiva Torah, the Kedin, is 100 to 1. So Kol Yisrim Shiva Torah, if the shear is 100 to 1. And Rashi Shita is that Zroya B'Sheila is not in the Smachta, but it's a Lima Goma Midrais. That's what you already saw by Arichus Bilal. So if Zroya B'Sheila tells me that in Kol Yisrim Shiva Torah, Minat Torah, you need 100 to 1. And Dimua, the Pasuk of Dimua, is also 100 to 1. Right, like as the Mashal pointed out, the shear of Dimur that the Torah talks about, you know, maybe Chazal and Moshe are 101 to 1, but in the shear the Raisa of Dimur is 100 to 1. So why do I need a din Dimur at all? Typically, that Kol Yisrim Shiva Torah b'meir. Dimur, why do I need a special din of Dimur? Rashi and Tzachon says Dimur the Raisa. Why do I need a special parasha of Dimur? Every case of Dimur is a case of Kol Yisrim Shiva Torah, which Rabbi Meir. Bishlam according to Tosis, that's not a kasha because Zroya B'Sheila is only 99 to 1. And Dimur it says that by Kiyum you need 100 to 1. Besides, which Tosis says that the din of Zroya B'Sheila is only an asmachta, asnasim is tam, and it's really even the Torah it's chad betray. So then for sure the kasha doesn't even start. But the Firashi, all of those avenues are closed door. For Rashi, Zroya B'Sheila is a din gomer, is a din derais. And the Shia Zroya B'Sheila according to Rashi is not 99 to 1, but it's 100 to 1. And the Torah says the parasha of Dimur. The parasha of Dimur in Torah is 100 to 1. Whether Chazal or Moshe 101 by Nais and Tam, but the Shir Dimur with the Rice is 100 to 1. So why do I need a Torah's Dimur? Every Dimur should need 100 to 1. Every Chuma that was in Sarif with Chulin should need 100 to 1. We ask the Zohar B'Sheila the Kedin. So what's added by the Dimur the Kedin? That is nifsal betul yayim. That is nifsal betul yayim. The nafkamin is as the Zroya B'Sheila the Gedin would be only Macholas Asuris, it wouldn't be Nifsu B'Tolyo. the din of dimua makes it that it's that at least the truma shabai is nisul betuli, and that's the gemara in of mikvah in Pesach. Right? That could be a dafkamina. I think there's another dafkamina. Yeah.
Is dimua even by a kosher?
No, 100 to 1. That's the din. Yeah. 100 to 1 is mut. 99 to 1, the Torah says, is also 100 to 1 is mut.
But and that one can be household.
No, 1 to 100. It's a ratio. Whatever it is, depends on how much chulav you have. So, could we, though, this is not gemina? I think the simple answer is, that the din of dimu is even by yavish b'yavish. The Torah, the case in the Torah is an apple fell into apples. I mean, not apples, mamas, because there's too much mice of apples at Darban, but the case of the Torah is by Rimchem, as Chalbim, it fell back in. It's a case that a fruit fell back into the fruit. That's yovish b'yovish. So the din of dimu is they need 100 to 1. Zraya b'sheila, I don't know that it applies by yovish b'yovish from that Torah. The shear of shishim or meir, you're not speaking machayik tishanim altogether by yovish b'yovish if you need shishim. In the world of the rabbanans, most tishanim learned that the whole thing's the rabbanan. In the world of the rabbanans, was there a din shishim by yovish b'yovish? Speaking machayik tishanim. Well, let's say in Rashi's world that it's zraya b'sheila is in their eyes. Does it apply to yovish b'yovish? Could be not, because the lashon of Rashi. Remember the lashon of Rashi when he talked about Zrei v'Sheila. So Rashi's Zrei v'Sheila is like Achiravim lehatus. Really, without Zrei v'Sheila, Achiravim lehatus would be chad betray. Zrei v'Sheila says no. Achiravim lehatus here you need bittul b'rei v'shish. But Rashi had an interesting lashon. He said the lashon of Rashi on Tzadik Tesim Beis in the Sukh of Zrei v'Sheila. The lashon of Rashi was, I'm sorry, Tzadik Tesim Beis. Chid otu anon. Hachamu, that's it. Hachamu, in the wide lines, about a third of the way down. Hachamu, the leitemali bottle berubo. Right, the Gemara says Zorib Shel is a chumah. Remember the Gemara. Zorib Shel is a chumah because without Zorib Shel, the Chayv betray Zorib Shel tells me that you need shisha. So what Rashi's lashon is the leitemali bottle berubo. The chuber chaper shaper gamunei. I'm sorry, it's the next Rashi. The deraisa. Kolaymi lab mi hagaminon umashvinin bittel tam kashar bittel deraisa berubo. If I didn't have the limud from Zorib Shelo, then bittel tam would be like any other bittel beroiv. And it will be bottled in a simple rive, chad betray, kidichsiv, achirab and lahatis. So, some interesting lesson, Rashi. We pointed it out at the time. On the one hand, he's saying, I mean, that Torah, the bittel could be chad betray. Then there's a new link from Zoe Bashela that the Torah said a chumrah, that it's not enough achirab and lahatis of chad betray, you need achirab and lahatis of shishim. But the Rashi uses the lesson of bittel tam. What do you mean, bittel tam? How can you have bittel tam chad betray? Chad betray, how do you still taste it? We're used to the notion that bittul tam means you get rid of the taste. That's never chad betray. See in Rashi, Rashi's not talking about getting rid of the taste. Rashi was tamki kederabon, and in Midatari, you don't have to get rid of the taste. You just need achirav lehatus. You have to be kavei, like we masber at the time, you have to kavei the shem achilo, and the shem achilo is nikfal piroiv. That was the lomdus that we said. The lomdus of it doesn't matter right now. But the lashon of Rashi is that the thing that you're being mevatel is the tam. Meaning, the I have here the zroya is in the aisle. The zroya is not in the aisle. The zroya you take off and you eat it. The tam of the zroya is in the aisle, and I don't care that I taste it because that's tam kikir and tam kikir is only derabbanon. So I don't care if I actually taste it. That's lemaile b'lemayir. But nonetheless, I need a din of this. A din of achirav l'hatas. I have to be mevatel it. I still taste it. It's chad betray. I still taste it, but I need to be mevatel it. I need bittel beroy because there's an iser in there, a chetz of iser. And the chetz of this needs to have a bittul b'rei v'acharav adam lehatush. Let's see what the hasbara that I said before, because otherwise it becomes part of the ma'aseh achila. I need to get rid of it. It's not part of the ma'aseh achila, and that goes with the bittul of acharav lehatush. The mole is zroya b'sheila, and after zroya b'sheila, it's a rabim of shishin. But the thing that I'm getting rid of, without which my ma'aseh achila would be considered to be isidik, Rashi calls that tam, because that's all there is. What the zroya b'sheila was machlit was tam, and that tam is a dover oster, and it affects. It's part of my ma'aseh achila, so I need to have a roiv, chad betray, or shishim after zroya b'sheila, to tell me that it's not so important that my ikar ma'aseh achila is nikfal pi the roiv and not al pi the miyut. And this tam is a miyut, so I still taste it. About I taste it, chad betray, about I taste it. And even by shishim rashis, I might taste it. That's not the point. We're not getting rid of the taste that you shouldn't taste it. We're being mevatel a taste b'roiv that it shouldn't be important to us, it shouldn't be kaveh of the ma'aseh achila. But it says in Rashi b'feirush that the thing that I'm being mevatel is tam. So Zrei B'Sheil is a limud about how to be mevatel tam, when Torah b'chad betray. They said that the shear bittel for tam is a shear of shish. But what if it's yavish b'yavish? It's yavish b'yavish. I'm eating, I have, you know, chitim b'chitim, and now I'm eating it together. and it's Yovish B'Yovish. So maybe that doesn't have the Nivu, maybe that's not learned out from Zerai B'Shel. Maybe there is enough to have Chad B'Tre. I mean, I still have to be Mevatlet, because I have Chitim B'Chitim, and the bottom of this is that I have to be Mevatlet, otherwise it's going to affect my Maisa Achilo. But maybe the Chinesh of Zerai B'Shel, the Shir of Shishim, that is not Chad B'Tre, Achiram L'Hatis, but as a higher Shir B'Tel of Shishim, maybe that was only said when the thing that I'm Mevatlet is Tam. Because the Tam is maybe more pervasive in the Maisa Achilo, because it's everywhere in my Maisa Achilo. It's nispashit in the whole thing. Everything that I taste in the aisle tastes like Zerai. So maybe there, the bittel, again, it's bittel, I still taste it, but it's bittel, bittel grub. But maybe there, the sheer bittel grub becomes shishin. That's the exact kosher. But when it's yovish b'yovish, chitim b'chitim, maybe I'll zroya b'sheila. I wouldn't have the limit from zroya b'sheila. Maybe that would revert to the regular din of chad b'trei. So therefore, I need a Torah to tell me by truma, there's a new din of dinmua, that even yovish b'yovish is midameh. Very geshmak is the rashi that the bittel we're talking about is a bittel of time. It's not muchach. Rashi may mean there it's a bittel of time because it happens to be zroya b'sheila. But yovish b'yovish, maybe you also need shishim. But at kaponim it's nitin lehomer. Then maybe not. Maybe the bittel of the achirabim lehatis the bittel of tam is maybe more chomer than the achirabim lehatis the bittel of yovish b'yovish because it's more pervasive in the ma'aseh. So there, this exact kosher was zroya b'sheila. You need to have a shir of shishim. But by your regular yovish b'yovish, maybe Rashi would hold that by shari sum it's chad b'trei. Except by chuman, is it nitin more? If that's the case, l'chari, you have to say something. Let's say like Yosef said before. L'chari, this is what you have to say in order to explain why is the din of dimu at all. Every dimu, type of lay that it should be subsumed on the din of Zerai B'Shel, Koy Tera Shmuel Bar Avitzel. L'chari, this is what you have to say. So if that's the case, maybe go a step further. We could say that therefore, by Yovish B'Yovish, where there's no din of Zerai B'Shel, so the Torah said a shi'i dimu is 100 to 1. But in a case where you cook them together and now it's place and tam, so now I need 100 to 1, not only al struma, now I already need 100 to 1 al zroya b'sheila. So Chazal wanted to make a heker that struma is still more chomer, because by yovish b'yovish, struma is more chomer. By yovish b'yovish, normal bittul is chad b'trei, by struma is mev, you need 100 to 1. That's the parsha of Timur. So that's where. So in a case of where I cook them together, and now it's tam, so now the Zerai B'Shel is already Mechayev. The din of Zerai B'Shel is already Mechayev 100 to 1. So with by men nikker, the fact that the Chum is more Chomer. So here they added an extra one that there's still a din of Dimur. That here it's not merely a Zerai B'Shel Dikadin, but it's a Dimur Dikadin, so Dimur is 100 to 1 to 1. Maybe that's the one in the Mashal. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, I'll be after that. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.